This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan. The Red Cross is asking for blood donations because there's a severe national shortage. Why would that be? Is it just because of the entrails of COVID?
Nobody's been giving?
Yeah.
When I had my surgery, they were talking about that as well, that there was, you know, because you have to sign a thing, like, in case you need a blood transfusion or whatever, and so you have to authorize them to do it. And so the doctor had said that there were some issues with elective surgeries and things, and them, you know, the hospitals cutting back on the number of surgeries because they don't have enough of a blood supply, just in case something went wrong.
Did they turn people away, Victoria? I gave blood 3 times during the pandemic. So
I think most people, that's kind of rare, because most people I know who are regular blood donors didn't do it during COVID. Because you have to go to, you know, they didn't feel safe doing it, or, you know, whatever the reason. But I haven't given blood in a long time, so I don't know.
Maybe I kind of like doing it.
I don't even know what my blood type is, which I
really
know.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, it's good to know what your blood type is for all kinds of reasons. It's on my donor card. I think I'm we said A plus.
You're A plus.
A positive. Yes, positive.
I'm O plus.
A plus. Yes, right. Exactly. What are you, Jay? Do you know what your blood type is?
Yeah, I'm A plus as well.
You are?
Gosh.
Oh, you and I.
You guys
so
are
much
pretty
in common.
Fancy.
Yeah, we certainly are. So you get a $5. We were talking earlier about the Amazon big sale today. You get a $5 gift card if you give by the end of the month. So that's how it is. And it isn't just the Red Cross. As you know, I'm not a big fan of the Red Cross at all. But you go to the local, I go to the local hospital, Emerson Hospital in Concord, and give my blood. And the reason I like it for a number of reasons I like doing it. They're so sweet. They give you a T-shirt every time you go.
You do it for the cookies, I would guess.
Cookies and apple juice, yeah. But it's really, they use it there at the hospital. They keep it all right there for whatever their operations and the needs are at that hospital, which I think is especially important, frankly. And so, but giving blood is not, I remember hearing things from people when I was younger about, oh, you give blood, you'll faint, you'll be, you know, stuff like that. It's really nothing. What you should be doing, hopefully you are doing this, every year you have your own physical, and you give blood so that they can see what's going on in your system. You take the blood and they analyze it for cholesterol, all the other things they do, how much vitamin D you have in your system. You should know what's going on in your body. And it isn't any different than that. That's all it is, frankly. And then you see, when you're all done, you can see the bag of your blood. And maybe that speaks people out, but it's kind of a cool thing. It's nicely handled by a lot of local hospitals. So if you feel like I do about the Red Cross and you don't want to do business with them, then you go.
The Red Cross should only be trusted for blood donations and handing out food. Yeah, I feel like other than that, we really probably should rely less on them.
Right. All right, what's the story with the Taliban now? We have the U.S. withdrawal, leaving the Afghanistani troops to be as they were before. Didn't we train them, though, to stop the Taliban? It's like, what did you expect to happen? They were there before. They've been there for millennia. They've been the bad guys. We made a deal with them to get out of the way when we were looking for Osama bin Laden. In the meantime, over the past however many, 21 years? It's about 21 years we've been there. Longest war we've ever had. We've done nothing except make a mess of the country. The Taliban were there before. They're going to be there after. And so that's the situation. It's that simple. So why we all get worked up? We think we have to take care of the world. We need to take care of us.
Well, there's also, and this is the problem, this was sort of the issue. I mean, I look, on the surface, I would like to bring all of our troops home from Afghanistan. I supported that with Trump. I support it with Biden. But what you have to be willing to do is have a strong oversight on the area. And so what the Obama administration did in Syria is literally create ISIS. They gave up a caliphate when we left Iraq. We left it with no protection. And ISIS came into that area. They started getting into Syria. And they spread like this virus. And that became a problem. That's when ISIS had a physical geographic.
That's the problem.
Well, you can't. But here's the problem that's going on right now in Afghanistan, is that because we have this kind of arbitrary withdrawal date, which I think is a terrible symbolism of September 11th, there's now a lot of people within the Taliban who are considered to be insurgents. So the Taliban, having peace talks with the United States, they're now being taken over by this insurgent group. 23 yeah. different commanders were killed over the weekend. And so now these new people who are in looking to take advantage of the U.S. military are coming in. And that should be, I mean, that is a concern, because we do not want an Islamic terror group to have a setup on geography, right? I mean, it's dangerous enough trying to track down the ideology with people sitting in their basements on their computers. You don't want to give them geography as well.
Yeah. All right, speaking of those who are in the service, excuse me, I noticed that the VA has moved to offer gender confirmation surgery to veterans. That is, the taxpayer is going to pay for gender. I thought that we already did that. Didn't we do that with that woman, the man, whoever it was that gave the secrets to?
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea Manning. Right. Didn't we pay for that?
We did.
So how is this new? This is Pride Month, I guess, and some big announcement was made over the weekend in Orlando. The VA commander says it's the right thing to do. I don't know. I have mixed. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to believe, frankly, here about this. And I suppose none of my business. People ought to be able to do what they want to do with their lives.
I just feel like people,
why are we paying for it? Why is it?
I think it's far more damaging. So the reason I think Manning got it is because being in the prison system, I believe it was prisoners that can change their sex on the dime of the taxpayer. And look, I think that when you're in prison, you get the bare fair amount of health care that is required. I don't think anything additional should be handed over when you're serving a sentence for something. You get obviously what you need immediately for your health because that's the plight of the state or wherever you are to keep you safe, and that's kind of the end of it. The military, it's a whole different issue. But do people, you know, how do insurance companies handle this kind of surgery outside of the military? Does it need to be something that the VA considers? That seems to be the bigger conversation.
All right, you want to start some trouble? Who wants to start some trouble? You want to?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm down.
Okay. Who agrees with Macy Gray, the singer? You know the singer Macy Gray, if you find Phil, find one of her songs.
I don't even know what you're about to say, but I know she's a crackpot.
All right. She said she wrote an op-ed this weekend saying it was time for the U.S. flag to be replaced. It is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. So she says, and so whether we believe that, it's one person's opinion one way or another, it gets a lot of attention.
How is it incorrect?
Yeah, I was just saying, what's incorrect about
what?
It?
Yeah. Crank that up a little bit. So what gets people who have the opportunity...
Well, what's her solution?
She says we redesign one with 52 stars, a nod to Washington and Puerto Rico, with the colors of all of us. Your skin tone, my skin tone, the stripes should not be white. They should be off color, so she says. I just think she is a big crackpot. She says in her op-ed, America's great, it's beautiful, it's pure.
She should move and ask another country to change their color flag to reflect the skin color of their people. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Move. If you, you know, I'm so tired of these people. Get out. You don't
the
like
blue
it.
Blue square represents.
You want to want, but yeah, but yeah. I don't think she's saying she wants to live in Puerto Rico. But what's the point though of being a citizen if you don't want to better the place that you live in?
Yeah,
I can't stand this argument when people tell everyone to leave. Well,
no,
because I'm here. I'm in
but Victoria.
The Victoria, the flag.
I'm not saying that I agree with people's skin colors in there. And
I'm not saying that I agree with what she's saying. I'm not saying I agree with what she's talking about specifically to the flag, but I'm saying the overall rebuttal that so many people give, oh, well, then just move. Just leave.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I'm here. I'm here, and I want to make my country better. If she
here's
thinks that that's
I'm
making her country
living...
better, then fine, but I don't agree with it.
I'm
not telling her to leave the country.
I will stand up next to her. I will stand up next to her and defend her right to say anything because I actually believe in free speech.
You just told her to leave,
much,
though.
Yeah,
you just wanted her to move out. That's...
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because she obviously doesn't like what this country is and what it stands for. So if you don't like something, then why are you
stressing
yourself out?
Our country is a lot more than just a few stars and stripes on a flag. That
is
ridiculous to say.
It's so symbolic of who we are as a nation that people should celebrate the flag and know that we live in the greatest country on earth. And is it perfect?
But if someone disagrees with you, they have to move out.
Absolutely not. I never say that. I think people disagree with me all the time. I just think people who don't like the flag, who love to complain about it, should consider going a place where they do like the flag, because it seems to me like you can talk about how we can make the country better, but destroying the flag is not necessarily something that's productive.
Well, Jay, do you think I was right in starting in trouble?
No, this is great. I mean, when it comes to the American flag, it is very divisive, and it has nothing to do with the design of it. It's how people honor it, whether they stand up during the national anthem or not, whether people are putting the American flag upside down on clothes or clothing and fashion.
Symbol.
It's less about what the actual design of it is.
As far as Puerto Rico, I think Puerto Rico should be a state. I don't know about Washington, but I think Puerto Rico ought to be a state. They certainly take a lot of our resources, and we've done a lot of things that weren't very much in their interest for whatever the reason, so maybe that's food for thought. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. It's time to catch up on social media with Jay Kirshner in the spotlight. Well, actually, his stories are in the spotlight. A lot of people in the trending department are focused on the passing of Joe and Jill Biden's dog, Champ. Was this the one that was biting people? Or is that
no.
The younger one?
That was Major, the three-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, the dog died over the weekend. Only 13, though.
Shepherds, I don't know. 13 is... Kind of the upper tier, right, of lifespan?
Yeah. Anyway, so the usual tributes you would see. Whenever anybody loses a dog, I know how we all feel that way. I think about our pets and I remember how upset you were, Victoria, when your dog died. It was Christmas time. We all have that connection. It's easier for us to connect with our pets, I think, than it is to sometimes connect with human beings, because they give love. They don't take much from you. They just give. And the passings,
fur babies are like our children, too.
It's devastating
when we lose them.
All right, who's Usain Bolt? Is that my pronunciation?
Usain Bolt, the runner? Really? You've never heard of him? The Olympic runner?
Didn't ring a bell with me. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a bad guy... Oh, he is. What are we talking about here?
Well, he's just an Olympic gold medalist. That's, fastest man in the world.
He's insanely fast. Well, he just welcomed twins, and he had a post about it for Father's Day, revealing the names Saint Leobolt and Thunderbolt. Those are the twins' names.
Funny.
No, they have
in conjunction with their last name, or are they Thunderbolt Bolt?
Thunderbolt.
In conjunction with the last name. No, Usain Bolt. His nickname is Lightning Bolt. So it's kind of cute. He and his girlfriend have a one-year-old daughter, Olympia Lightning Bolt. I mean, really, really going
so who
in.
Was
doesn't
it?
Going to want to waste the surname.
There was somebody who was it Kanye West named the kid North? Do I remember
yes.
that?
Yes. He has a North and a Saint. So, Saint seems
and
to be kind of... Right, and a Psalm, right.
As long as we're here, Nick Cannon apparently... is having this woman that he's living with, what's her name, Alyssa Scott?
Jay, you're going to have to bring me up to speed on this.
Okay,
he just have a birth announcement like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so like 6 months earlier, he has a six-month-old, 6 or 7 month old with somebody else, and then he had a birth announcement for twins with a DJ he was briefly with, and now his current girlfriend is about 7 months pregnant. Homeboy's busy.
He's a fertile Myrtle.
He's right. How is anyone that fertile? Four kids within a year.
Mm-hmm. Who's Bindi Irwin? This is another one. I got to step aside for this conversation too.
You know Bindi Steve Irwin, the famous
The alligator.
Yeah, that's crocodile. His daughter.
Yeah. Crocodile.
Yes, the crocodile hunter. This is his daughter. So his family pretty much took over everything. His wife, his daughter, his son, they took over the shows. Well, Bindi did a Father's Day honor post to her dad, her husband, who just became a dad recently this year in March, and her father-in-law. And somebody asked, well, what about your grandfather, Steve Irwin's dad, Bob? And she didn't hold back. She said, unfortunately, my grandfather, Bob, has shown no interest in spending time with me nor my family. He has caused psychological abuse, and it's just better to end those kind of relationships.
Huh. There you go. Well, that's putting a sharp point. There are a lot of people, a lot of parents that are not good parents, no question about that. Okay, let's see here. The Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, what are they doing? Are they working together?
Is Justin Timberlake coming back?
What's going on?
No, not yet, but Backstreet Boys members AJ McLean and Nick Carter teamed up with NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Lance Bass for BackSync, and they did a performance at the Grove in LA.
BackSync?
Yep, that's the name, BackSync, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Huh.
And they did each other's songs, right? I saw Lance Bass.
Yeah, they did each other's songs. Everybody was loving it. Now people are wanting them to do a Las Vegas engagement and like movies and joint music.
Yeah, it was really good.
Some food for thought. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, whether or not you have a new puppy in the house or have had a dog for many, many years, dog bowls are a necessary part of giving your dog food or water, let's face it. And just like with any other item you buy for your pet, you should stop and consider a few important factors. First of all, the bowl size is crucial in consideration depending on the needs and requirements of your dog. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Is it easy to clean? You know, bacteria and germs stay in the dog's bowl. So I personally recommend stainless steel. You can put it in the dishwasher. It's easy to clean, and it will get rid of that bacteria. Also, is it spill-proof? You don't want to mess all over the floor. Is it durable? Is it going to last? Is it easy to maintain and dishwasher safe? As I said, dishwasher safe is critical from my perspective. Is it sized for your dog, and is it safe to use? That's really critical. You know, one of the bowls that I use for my pets, and it's very, very common, it's available at all the pet stores, is a stainless steel bowl with a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide, and it can be used in a dishwasher to keep it clean. Check your dog's bowl. Maybe it's time for a new one. I'll more next time.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The key says sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, on Monday called out the Democrats' election takeover bill on the Senate floor as purely partisan power grab by the left to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor.
Now, Madam President, on another matter, as I've noted before, Senate Democrats entered June with an agenda that was designed to fail. The Democratic leader planned votes on a host of the left's most radical priorities. None of it was ever intended to clear the Senate's appropriately high bar for advancing legislation. Instead, the failure of their partisan agenda was meant to show somehow, that the Senate itself was failing.
President Biden has called the Republicans' voting integrity laws in various states Jim Crow laws without pointing to anything particular. Dozens of wildfires are burning in hot, dry conditions across the western United States. Nearly 100,000 people have been evacuated in California as multiple wildfires rage. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In New York City, the law has no order. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
If you're planning to go to the World Cup in 2022, you must be vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky has more.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Here we are to tell you what we think. And it's not necessarily what we think of you, although once in a while I'm congratulating the winners of the this past week. In the contest that we had for Father's Day, April Clemens of Sales City, Georgia, excuse me, and Brian Harlan of Owensboro, Kentucky. Very nicely done. And so when I think about the listeners, I'm happy that we have people like that listening to the program and the thoughts they had, everybody's going to know about it. Actually, can we post those, Jay, on our social media, on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, what they wrote? I think that would be kind of a nice thing to do.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. So a lot of people are watching or listening, and they would like to have, like to see what was written. A lot of people are inspired by what other people write or think or say, don't you think? I mean, that's what radio is all about. Don't you think there are people who are inspired by what we have to say? All of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay?
Hopefully.
Even me. How about that? I saw something... And Jeff Bezos is a controversial figure. I have much to say about Amazon, and not much of it is good. He has this space. When is it going to launch? It's next month, right?
Yeah, and July. The 10-minute trip. They
yeah,
just go
right.
up. They're in zero gravity, and then they come back down.
Yeah. So they go up, and somebody posted somewhere. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I think it was Friday or Saturday. I saw a post that said, suggesting that Bezos, once he goes up there, should stay up there. don't come back. Stay out there. Which I thought was kind of, I don't know. Why are people angry at success? I mean, Jeff Bezos is not a great human being from what I can tell. But he's done something that has, you know, the storyline, it's kind of like with Walmart. They've given all these people got jobs and they're great for the economy. Are they really? I mean, I have a real question about Amazon, frankly, and Victoria and I have conversation about this from time to time because Amazon, there I am giving them more publicity. But it gets under my skin.
It's Prime Day, by the way.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm, yeah.
but
that's why
but,
I said
but
that.
Say, but choosing to not talk about Amazon, it's so ubiquitous at this point that it's like saying, well, I'm not going to talk about, you know.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, like oxygen. Like, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can either choose to use it to your advantage or not. You know, it's another resource. That's how I see it, at least.
Is it? I understand. But some people are so wrapped up in it, they buy all their things online. And they find it convenient. But they're not giving thought to, you know, all these people, a lot of them are folks that think about the environment and all the, but look at the amount of money it costs, or look at the fossil fuels that are being burned to bring, look, there's nowhere you can go anymore that you can't see Prime vans everywhere. Mm-hmm. And on the highway, the Prime trucks are all over the place. And not that it wouldn't be somebody else's stuff being shipped around. I don't know, maybe it's just more obvious, frankly. And I find that when big companies come in and put little companies out of business, that's maybe I'm sensitive to it because of my role as a farmer and the family farmer. The program that I do, the American Family Farmer, every week focuses on not big ag, because big ag doesn't need help. Big ag has been taken over by four or five big companies, international companies, global companies. And so the person who's growing your raspberries and your strawberries at this time of year, and your carrots and your lettuce and the things that you can enjoy because they're fresh and they're local, the big companies are trying to put them all out of business. Either they're trying to buy their land, or they're trying to offer prices for things that aren't healthy for you, but yet they look good. You go to the supermarket and see all that, the carrots and the lettuce and broccoli, and they're all shiny and they're wet. And depending on where they came from, we were talking about this last night at dinner. Megan made Father's Day dinner, and she got some corn that was frozen, and we talked about the value of that versus the stuff that you can get that supposedly is fresh. Well, anybody who buys corn on the cob that's grown in Florida or Georgia at this time of year, you got to be nuts. If you like it, okay, that's great, but don't expect anything good to come out of it, including the taste, because all the goodness is long gone. And that's what happens sometimes. When the stuff that looks good is shipped around, up and down around the country, you don't have local people growing it, and you don't have any real value from it. And you are better off to get something that's fresh, flash frozen in the fields, like the fish on the boat. Yeah, it's flash frozen. I guess the law requires that has to be done. But you're capturing the essence of the value of the food when you flash freeze it. So it's much better for you, frankly, than the stuff that gets trucked across the country for 3 or 4 days. And a lot of people just don't get it. Oh, yeah, fresh. Come to our big produce department and get fresh stuff. If it isn't grown locally, I guarantee you it's not fresh. So I use that, and I apply that to Amazon. You can buy, I mean, you go to Walmart or to Target or the stores that sell your underwear, and you can buy strawberries in the store that you can buy your underwear in. It's something cuckoo.
It's very British, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, you can go to M&H or M and whatever, M&S, Marks and Spencer, and you mm-hmm. do the same. Well, that's where it started, I think, Victoria, the whole idea of doing that. But anyway, Jennifer said it was Prime Day, it's Prime Week, whatever it is. I'd rather buy from a local guy and give him some more money.
I just don't know how great the deals are. Like, I always get excited. I've already
Victoria
like,
thinks they're great deals.
Really?
Right?
So, on certain things. Like I said during our tech report, like right now they have a ton of Apple products. So Apple Watches, the AirPods, those are significantly discounted, like $50 off. If you want an instant pot or an air fryer, all of those are on like a sharp discounted sale. So it just depends. Some things are you can get a really good deal, and others, you know, it's just like Black Friday. You know, you're not always going to get the greatest deal on Black Friday. In most cases, you get better deals on Cyber Monday. So it's kind of the same thing with Amazon.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how. I was looking at an op-ed. I like to read guest columns from people who are not normally in the news media or in the media. No, they normally don't get any attention at all. But every once in a while, you see something in a forum that I think has value. And this fellow who lives locally here wrote about how we are politically and what we believe in, and that constitutes pretty much everything. If we believe in UFOs, we belong to one party. If we believe in vaccine, we belong to a party. Election results, I don't know whether that's universally true. But we tend to, especially with the vaccine or the stuff with COVID, we tend to politicize that. But then when you think about it, UFOs, all of the things that we look at today are all political. And I wonder how we get in the way of that. How do we stop that thinking? Because it really is erroneous. Is there a way of doing it, or has it gone too far? Both of you represent Victoria and Jennifer, anyway, represent different points of view politically. How do we, I mean, we have civil, good, strong, intelligent conversations about stuff, pointing out the differences and what people can think. And I can't tell you how many times I get notes from people on both sides who say, she's wrong about that, and she should go. It's like we lovingly had a conversation about the flag in the last half hour and what to do with people who don't like it. And Jennifer suggested if they don't like it, they ought to leave. And, you know, there are a lot of people who think that's the case. I don't know whether I think if you don't like what the country stands for, you there's a certain amount of change that happens all the time. We all deal with change. Change is healthy. But there's disruption. Disruption is different than change. And we have disruptions that are, they are not necessarily healthy. I guess I look to, we were talking about Afghanistan and getting out of there, or going into Iraq, what that did to our society here, how it disrupted it for no good reason. And then you think about it, we go back to politics and how things, you know, politicians become gods. I don't know, I'd like us to get back to thinking for ourselves. How do we do that? How do we get people to think for themselves?
Go back to the vaccine. I mean, my point of view has always been this. The vaccine, if you want the vaccine is great. It's available. Go get the vaccine. If you don't, it's your business. Don't get the vaccine. If you want to wear a mask, great. I mean, I think so oftentimes that people's point of view, especially in things where it should, I mean, medicine shouldn't be politics, but unfortunately it is because people make money off of medicine and big pharma. Yeah. And so more than anything, it becomes like a power grab, right? So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't care if people get vaccines or if they don't. It really, it's not my business. There are reasons that people don't get vaccines. There are reasons that people do get vaccines.
I don't want to tell people what to do, to think. Do your own thing.
I think oftentimes it's like, well, if they don't get vaccines, they're a Trump supporter, which is ridiculous because Trump made the vaccine. And the people that are in love with the vaccine, it's Trump's vaccine. I had a conversation with my mom about it over the weekend. So, she doesn't like President Trump. She's like, I don't understand why you aren't getting the vaccine. I said, because I've had it. I don't know the right thing to do. You got very sick and told me you were sicker with the vaccine than you were with COVID.
I saw something, ladies, over the weekend about somebody who had took the Pfizer shot first. And then the second shot was Moderna.
That's dumb.
And apparently it really
you're not
messed
supposed
up
to
this person.
Yeah, why would
who
you
do that?
Who gave it
I
to
don't
them,
know.
I think, would be a question. Who let them do it?
Is this someone you know?
No, it wasn't somebody that
All right. That sounds like that was a mix-up at the pharmacy or wherever they got their shot because...
I don't know, but it made him pretty sick.
So,
but you wonder, but why are you... They're both basically the RNA stuff, the... Components of them are the same. That's what kind of made me wonder. Well, why are they?
Well, they're working on a universal booster. So regardless of what whichever one you got, when you get the booster, probably this fall,
You know, the thing is, like, and I agree with Jen, if people don't want to get vaccinated, fine. You take your, you know, you mitigate your own risks, whatever.
What would
this
be nice?
Fall, and right. then, but so, see, the problem, though, is, and this is where it does bug me, because this is where it affects everyone else. If the hospitals start getting a surge again, then the next thing we do is we shut everything down again. And then businesses suffer
again.
No more
shutting down.
All because,
well,
that's what's going to happen. So if people don't want to get vaccinated, I think it's actually very selfish right now to not get vaccinated. Because that's what's going to happen.
We can't allow the country, we can't allow politicians and bureaucrats to shut the country down again. It has taken too much of a toll. Let it go where it goes, but no more shutting.
And really, for no reason. I mean, California's a perfect example of that. We shut down earliest and hardest, and there was still a huge surge. So
shutting things down. But another interesting sidelight to this, in terms of the shots and who gets them, the thinking here in my world is you don't get the shot and you get sick, tough. But if you aren't getting the shot and other people get sick because you don't have a shot, then I think that's where it gets sticky. Our DJV download every single day. You can get highlights of the program in the download, conversation that's in the current download is a focus on J Fleck, the new moniker for Lopez and Affleck. Kind of cute. And then, let's see, how about there was a conversation about Salma Hayek's pet owl and the hairball that came from it. Charles Manson's murder house was sold. That's in our the details of that in the download. Reese Witherspoon says she needed hypnotherapy during the filming of Wild, which was quite a good movie, frankly. So all of this stuff, there is a lot of trending material that's good every day for conversation. Get it in our download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Money pit time. Money pit. Money pit. I can do all kinds money of choral. Yeah, thank you very much. I can do coral reefs, but not necessarily the singing. Tom Kreidler is here from the home improvement program, The Money Pit, to find out what can be done. If you have a question, send it along to either Tom or me. It's easy to get to Tom at the newsletter is there, the podcast is there, the broadcast is there. MoneyPit.com, if you please. Here's one of our listeners named Mark, who's seeing a lot of ads for solar energy. I think that solar energy can be a pick and a poke, right? And that that's the way I look at it. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Doug. I think the technology is great. It's solid. It works. But I think the problem is that so many of these solar energy companies out there make it really hard to buy it because it's like buying a used car for God's sakes. And they have so many deals and tricks in the way they write these things up that it becomes overly complicated and doesn't always make economic sense. I mean, a lot of these companies are selling these solar systems on long-term leases, which stay with your house. Imagine if you wanted to sell your house and there was a lease for the solar panels. You can't, like, you know, end the lease. It's got to either be paid off or you got to find a new buyer that wants to continue payments on a purchase decision, you know, that you made.
Yep.
So I think it can be a good thing, technologically speaking, but I'm frustrated that it's so hard to purchase given the barrage of misleading information that's put out by those that are selling the systems.
You know, talking about misleading information, the whole move to go electric, I think if you have an electric car, for example, and you have solar power, that's good because you really are saving. But if you're kidding yourself, you're buying an electric car because you think it's going to save the environment, do you know, A, what happens to those batteries when they wear out? It's like nuclear energy. There's no place to put them. And, frankly, fossil fuel is powering your car. I know people who have electric cars whose electric bill is four times what it was before they got the electric car. So
because instead of paying for
helping?
Gasoline, they're paying for electricity to charge it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's, well, and, but that's what the fossil fuel is still, like it or not, the predominant way to pay to produce electricity. I'd love to
Everybody's
see
interested in electric cars, but not so much in electric houses, and, right? Because that's where the rubber meets the road. That would be like a crazy thing to do, especially in the Northeast.
Right. Okay. Well, it's but thinking these things through. Yeah. All right. You got your home sweepstakes you were telling us about last week. How's that going?
Yeah. Oh, it's going great. The Safe at Home sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel. You know, I got the system. They sent me one. I installed in my house, Doug, and it's really cool because it's the only home security system that includes a subscription to a live security guard service. They call it Live Sentinel.
Yeah.
So there are guards actually watching the camera feeds 24/7.
Really?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Where are they?
They're in a central monitoring center somewhere, but, you know,
they're
I
looking
can
at
test
everybody,
these cameras every,
all the
every
people
time.
Sign up. Everybody's got, somebody's looking at all of these. There must be thousands
yes.
of them.
Yeah, there's an AI system, so there's an artificial intelligence that's really smart, and it figures out if it's, you know, a person versus a deer or a dog, you know, like in my case, I have deer that runs through the yard at night. Yeah. And that doesn't get picked up, but if somebody approaches the camera, it alerts right away, and the security guards get the alert on their monitoring system.
Two legs versus four legs or something. That's how they say
it. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing stuff. And they detect it. So we're giving away six of these camera systems.
Great.
And you can go and enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes at moneypit.com. You can enter once a day. You can share the sweepstakes. You can visit some of our websites to earn bonus entries. And it's going on for the next 4 weeks. Safe at Home sweepstakes at moneypit.com.
MoneyPit.com/podcast. You've got the inside information, the insight for this time of year for water. Is this for sprinklers for kids to run in, or what is
that? Yeah, we talk about water, building water features because, you know, when it gets hot, everybody wants a water feature.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's generally like a little pond on your or on your property or a little waterfall, you know, something that really gives you some water, which is so calming and so cool to look at. You can build them yourself in your own backyard, so you can either buy manufactured inserts or you can actually, you know, custom make one. So we kind of talk you through that entire project on this week's podcast at moneypit.com/podcasts.
I'm going to send you a picture of a dinosaur that I bought for my grandson, my daughter.
Yeah, for a yard, like a yard dinosaur?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like 10 feet tall. And you fill it up with air, and then you hook the hose to it. And he's on this, at 6 years old, he's on this big dinosaur kick now. so you can do stuff. But you can find those things around that, you know, as you're suggesting, and that you can have some fun with.
Absolutely.
And from now until Labor Day, anyway, it's hot, and you like to cool off. So get those tips and enter the sweepstakes. Go to moneypit.com for the podcast, the sweepstakes, the whole deal, and the radio program as well. Tom Kreitler here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.